Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm going to reveal the secret to saving the Republic today. Now, I've hinted at it many times, and in some cases I've said it roundabout ways or whatever, but today I'm going to give you the secret in this hour. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm not playing. Put this show down is one you refer to like Democrats vote in an election. Often. You're going to come back, listen to this program, give it to others, because I will reveal the solution. But before I do that, I want to explain what led me to give you the solution. Now, I'm going to warn you, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I'm going to warn you. I'm going to give you the solution. But many of you will refuse to act on it. I know that sounds crazy, but here's the thing. Your impulse will be to behave conservatively. And this is why conservatives continually get our butts kicked, because you behave conservatively. Now you say, Kevin, wait a minute. You always come on the radio and you tell us how great we are. I do. You're wonderful people. I love you. Like you're my own children. I love you like you're family. I love you like you're my best friends, which is like family to me. Truly. Many of us have broken bread together. We've cried together at funerals. We've laughed together at barbecues. I've been to your homes. I'm that way. I'm not like these other people. You call me, you say, Kev, can you come to our cigar club? I'm there. Kev, can you come over to shoot, you know, at the range with us? Yes, I'm there. Kevin, we got a barbecue coming up. Can you pop over? Sure. Kevin, we'll fly you out to do blanket. I do it. I answer the phone. I respond back to you, good or bad. If you need chastising, I chastise you, because you're writing to me for a reason. You're calling me for a reason. I got a note from a kiddo. I don't even know what he sent, because one of my staffers got the mail. But he says, Kevin, it's not much, but I want to thank you for giving me advice on what to do during, you know, the pandemic, the scamdemic. I think he kept his job. I want to say his name's Jim. I don't have the note in front of me anymore. Somebody probably filed it. But I'm the high touch, man. I mean, I'm one of the people that gets out there and says, let's roll up our sleeves and do it. And oh, by the way, I don't charge you, you know, $250 a seat to come see me. I don't charge you when I get on the phone and spend an hour with you talking you off the ledge or whatever. I just say, hey, man, thanks for being who you are. Thanks for being a good, solid patriot. So back to the solution. Many of you are not going to bother with it. You're trained fighters, but you don't understand you can't fight with the rules. You spend an inordinate amount of time exploring issues. In other words, training. You know the problems that face this nation like you know the names of your children and the birthdays of your children and the things that makes your mate smile. You know it. And you know what you do with all those teachings? You just keep piling on. I'll tell you what, man, more problems. Let me tell you about the black community, the Latinos, the Asians. You start getting into special interest nonsense that the left leads you down that primrose path, and you forget one simple thing, solutions. Now, why do I focus on solutions? Because I was a management consultant to some of the largest companies in the world. And let me tell you what a company's executive doesn't want to hear from you. More about his problems. He's not bringing you in for $1,000 an hour so you can say, well, listen, you've got a supply chain problem, and you've got a problem with disinformation, and you've got a problem with election integrity, and you've got a problem with whatever. He already knows. I love it when people tell me, so Kevin, you know, I was in a meeting, I've told this story before, we come in, they say, yo, Kevin, we've got this meeting and we want to explore what's happening in the black community and whatever, and I literally got up and walked out, and they're like, where are you going? I said, folks, let me explain something to you white people. I don't need to hear about what the problems are in the black community. I've been living it. I've been watching it. When you're, well, Kevin, we're going to explore. I don't need to explore it. You here to explore solutions and how you're going to get involved? I'll sit down. If you want to tell me, well, we're going to define it all and we're going to go there and do the parliamentary procedure. I yield and all that. You know what? Go white people. Do what you do. Cause you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go out and go help somebody. I'm going to go out and go solve a problem. One person, one whatever, one issue at a time, I'm going to start solving problems. I'm no longer about talking. Anyway, back to you. One of my friends is a former chief of police from a large metropolitan police department. He now teaches police how to effectively preserve their careers and stay out of prison, because it is a gauntlet now to be a cop. So we were talking about jiu-jitsu, and he was like, yeah, kid. He goes, I was moving around on the mat. We're all getting old. He's like, whew. He goes, it was, you know, I'm sore. I said, I get it, man. I hate, I got to move around with my kid. I move around with whatever. Believe me, the body doesn't respond like it used to. But we were talking. I said, but I was having a discussion with friends about jiu-jitsu as an art, and one of my buddies is like, he thinks it's the end-all, be-all. And I told him, it is not. I said, you don't get it. There are criminals out there that don't care how much jiu-jitsu you know. They're going to cut you, or they're going to gouge your eye out while you're playing by the rules of jiu-jitsu. Oh, you know, and trust me, I've been in this game a long time. I've rolled on the mat for hours. I understand it. And what I also understand is how bad some people are. They aren't trained as well as you are. But they're bad. They're called criminals. And as my buddy said, he goes, Kevin, I don't think people understand the danger of a person who is determined to never go back to prison. He's already a bad person, but he's not going back to prison. You're not sending him back. And if you, it's between you and him, you're dead. There's no thought process. There's no meter in it that goes, boy, if I do this, I'll spend 10 years in prison. They don't care. They are doing everything they can to stay out of it. And what he's saying is, no matter how much you train, if you don't understand the mind of a criminal, if you don't understand that these criminals are determined to get what they want, you're going to lose. And what I'm telling you, folks, pay attention to what I'm telling you right now. The Democrats are criminals who do not want to go to prison. They do not want to lose their livelihoods. What would you do to protect your livelihood? Maybe not what they do, but ask yourself what a criminal would do. What would Al Capone do if he wanted to protect his livelihood and you were standing in the way of it? See, you got to change your mindsets. And I know, Kevin, man, you're tough. You're always talking about beating people. I'm telling you what the other side is doing. You can take it or leave it, white folks. I don't care. I got to take a short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend want some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I told you I'm going to give you the solution to how to defeat leftism, how we can save this republic. The bona fide solution. You're thinking that I'm kidding. I will give you the solution, and I'm telling you right now, it's only going to be a handful of people that follow it. And you may even think, Kevin, the solution seems self-serving. Fine. If you believe that that's why I get up every morning and have for 12 years in order to do radio and lose money at it, then yeah, you're right. Kevin is completely about himself. If folks knew how much money my family has spent, how much we've sacrificed, I don't know what you'd do for me, but it would be like a funeral. Y'all would be bringing food over. Kevin, here you go, baby. I'm sorry, baby. I mean, it would be like old black lady. Kevin, I baked you up some pito pie, baby. I hope you feed the family for a few days. I'll be back tomorrow. Y'all would be taking care of a brother. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I'm giving you solutions, and I'm talking about it today in the sense of what is the mindset and why do we need to have bona fide solutions at work? But this began with an article, an email that I got sent from somebody who wrote, and it says, today started with a New York Times story by journalists Alexander Burns and Jonathan Martin, based on their forthcoming book, detailing how the two top Republicans in Congress during the January 6th insurrection, then Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy blamed Trump for the attack on the Capitol and wanted him removed from office. On the night of January 6th, McConnell told colleagues that the party would finally break with Trump and his followers. And days later, as Democrats contemplated impeachment, he said, the Democrats are going to take care of the SOB for us. McConnell said he expected the Senate to convict Trump and that Congress could bar him from ever holding office. After what happened, McConnell said, if this isn't impeachable, I don't know what is. Now, do you remember this? When January 6th happened and you're saying to yourselves, wait a minute, we don't riot as conservatives. We don't riot. Not as a rule. We don't destroy things. We knew that breaking into the Capitol isn't the way we were going to change things. We changed things at the ballot box the same way we did in 2010. And here, our highest ranking Republicans were siding with the Democrats, acting as if we were complicit in this. I remember scratching my head going, what could you people possibly be thinking? How could you play into their strategy knowing this is an in-your-face strategy? It isn't a sneak-up strategy where somebody comes behind and, you know, tickles your ear and you're, like, looking on the other side. This was, I see you coming, and I already see you have an axe in your hand. He says, McCarthy's reaction was similar. Burns and Martin wrote that in a phone call on January 10th, McCarthy said he planned to call Trump and recommend that he resign. Quote, what he did is unacceptable. Nobody can defend that, and nobody should defend it. Again, defend what? Right now, the January 6th commission says Trump has a void in his phone records. As if, I mean, really and truly, they want you to believe that this man is hit his records of everything that he could conspire to do. Let's get a burner phone or whatever for January the 6th. And we had our party joining these clowns. He says, nobody can defend or should defend that. He told a conference call of the Republican leadership. He also said he wished that social media companies would ban certain Republican lawmakers because they were stoking paranoia about the 2020 election. Other leaders included Representative Steve Scalise, Representative Tom Emmer, talked of moving Trump out of the party. You know, you'll hear me. I've talked about Scalise. I don't know if it's glowingly necessarily, but when he's right, he's right. I don't know what he was doing, but let me tell you, anybody who wants to convince you that the Democrats didn't cheat, they are a liar. They are lying scumbags that should not be believed. We did not lose this election. This election was stolen. That simple. And let me tell you, for those of you who rationalize, well, Kevin, I mean, I can understand. Shut up. I don't want to hear you. You're an idiot if you believe that Joe Biden beat Trump. He didn't. There's enough evidence around you, and if you're too stupid to recognize it, I'm sorry, I got to deliver tough love, but I take back the I'm sorry. I'm delivering tough love, and screw you. And I have friends that believe this, and I've said exactly that to them, and they know Kevin's not taking it back, so take it or leave it, people. Within weeks, I continue, though, faced with Trump's continuing popularity with his base, McConnell and McCarthy lost their courage. McConnell voted against Trump's conviction for incitement of insurrection, and McCarthy was at Mar-a-Lago posing for a photograph with Trump. Since then, McConnell said he would absolutely vote for Trump in 2024 if he's the Republican Party's nominee, and McCarthy has blamed the January 6th insurrection on Democratic leaders and security guards for doing a poor job of defending the Capitol. Their tone has changed so significantly that the House Select Committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol wanted to interview McCarthy to see if Trump had pressured him to change his story. McCarthy refused to cooperate, saying that, quote, the committee's only objective is to attempt to damage its political opponents, and that he would not talk about private conversations not remotely related to the violence that unfolded at the Capitol, end quote. Today, McCarthy responded to Burns and Martin's story with a statement saying that the reporting was totally false, before going on a partisan rant that the corporate media is obsessed with doing everything it can to further a liberal agenda and insisting that the country was better off with former President Trump in office. McCarthy spokesperson Mark Bednar denied the specifics of the story. McCarthy never said he'd call Trump to say he should resign, Bednar said. So that's where we are. Well, as it turns out, that's not true. On January 10, 2021, McCarthy and Representative Liz Cheney, on a call with House Republican leadership, spoke about invoking the 25th Amendment, and McCarthy said he expected impeachment to pass the House and likely the Senate, and that he planned to tell the president he should resign. After Rachel Maddow, conservative, I use that term loosely, lawyer, and Washington Post columnist George Conway, you know who he is, tweeted, here's an idea for you, Kevin. Tell the truth. Save whatever you might be able to salvage of your dignity and reputation. Come clean. So that's where we are. That's supposedly the inside story of what happened when this whole thing went down. And this came to me, as I said, in an email thread from a group that I chime in every now and then. I don't chime in all the time. But it got me thinking, what did we learn from all of this? And we've got two more segments of this hour where I'm going to explore what we've learned and what do we need to do in order to fix it. You got to take a short break, but I want you to be thinking about, what did you actually learn from what I told you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukraine is reportedly asking the United States for $2 billion per month in emergency economic aid. Ukraine's finance minister telling the Washington Post that his country needs $5 billion a month in international aid, including $2 billion from the United States. This as Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer tells NBC News that the U.S. aid to the Ukrainians is having an impact.
I would point to the last 2 weeks and really the last 10 days when the United States has announced $1.6 billion in additional security assistance that is having a significant effect on the ground in terms of enabling Ukraine to continue to hold off and push back Russian forces.
Elon Musk appears to be on the verge of buying Twitter, and he says he wants his harshest critics to stay on the platform. Musk explaining his reasoning in a tweet saying that is what free speech means. USA Radio News. China is pulling out all the stops in an effort to revitalize its economy. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
China has announced it's bringing back coal-fired power plants as the ruling Communist Party tries to revive a struggling economy. Official plans call for boosting coal production capacity by 300 million tons this year. That's equal to 7% of last year's output of 4.1 billion tons, which is an increase of nearly 6% over 2020.
Attorneys for the family of Tyree Sampson say they're filing a wrongful death lawsuit in connection to the death of their son at a Florida amusement park. The teen fell to his death from an Icon Park freefall ride in Orlando about a month ago. State investigators previously concluded that manual adjustments made to two seats on the ride led to the 14-year-old's death. The boy also exceeded the weight limit for the ride as well. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks, Kevin. I just first a question. When we were talking about the 25th Amendment resolution, and you asked, if, you know, what happens if it gets there after he's gone, is there any chance, are you hearing, that he might resign? Is there any reason to think that might happen?
I've had a few discussions. My gut tells me no. I'm seriously thinking of having that conversation with him tonight. I haven't talked to him in a couple of days. From what I know of him, I mean, you guys all know him too. Do you think he'd ever back away? But what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to call him. This is what I think. No, it'll pass the House. I think there's a chance it'll pass the Senate even when he's gone. And I think there's a lot of different ramifications for that. Now, I haven't had a discussion with the Dems that if he did resign, would it not happen? Now, this is one personal fear I have. I do not want to get into any conversations about Pence pardoning. I mean, the only discussion I would have with him is that I think this will pass, and it would be my recommendation we should resign. I mean, that would be my take, but I don't think he would take it, but I don't know.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That was a discussion between Andrew McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy and Liz Cheney regarding Donald Trump resigning over the January 6th thing that was blown completely out of proportion, that, if truth be told, was a complete setup by the Democrats. Welcome back. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. Solutions, folks. So I've given you the backdrop. Writers that have a book coming out that said, it's funny how McCarthy and McConnell went from a strategy to get rid of Trump to let's back him. And this got me thinking, because it was sent to me in an email thread, and the guy asked, you know, what are everybody's thoughts about it? And I'm busy doing a ton of other things, but occasionally when I do get a chance to see who's writing to me, I look at the subject matter, and most of it I just go, hey, great work, whatever, you know, quick response, because I want you to know I got it. But in this particular case, I said, you know what? We need to discuss this and let people know what's really going on. You know, let's talk about solutions. So let me tell you you know, my first thoughts about this. Number one, thanks for telling me what I already know about Republicans. Now, if you share that thought with me, we're on the same track, right? We know this. Most of the Republicans are weak-kneed pansies, and they are Democrat light at best. They demonstrate it all the time. They're duplicitous. They work with the Democrats. Let me, do you think there is a Democrat on the planet who is willing to work with the Republicans to try to get rid of Biden, who is a demented clown who has done more to hurt this republic than any president in modern history? Do you think they're scheming with McCarthy and McConnell to get rid of him? Of course not, because the Democrats can get rid of Biden whenever they want. Number one, they are backing this guy despite everything that he has done to hurt us, despite crazy amounts of Bidenflation, shrinkflation that's going on, oil prices through the roof, mask mandates, vax mandates that he presided over, totally unpopular, poll numbers lower than you can even imagine. And they're plotting to get rid of him, but I guarantee you, it in no way involves a Republican. They would never let the enemy in on this plot. We'll get rid of it. We'll handle it our way to do what? To benefit the Democrats. They will make sure that the Democrats come out of this unscathed. Now, they're not going to, but that's what they would be trying to do. So the first thing I will tell you is the idea that Republicans are plotting with the Democrats is scandalous, but no surprise. Weak-kneed sissies that want your dollars. Please send me money, Mint. Money, 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 money. Look at what Pelosi did. Look at what Schumer's doing. Look at it. Send me money, money, money. To do what? To plot against you. To plot against us. We the people. Here's the other thing it taught us. Don't believe them. Politicians lie. Republicans lie a little less than Democrats. But, you know, is it a little lie? I read you how McConnell and McCarthy were completely part of the narrative.
January 6th, Donald Trump would be ashamed of himself. He'd be ashamed. How dare he do this? These are Trump's people. We need to have a commission.
And then suddenly it changes. Now I'll get to the reasons why in a second. Why was that shift that occurred? Now they said pieces of it in the article itself if you want to go back and check it. But why? It was a monumental shift from let's get rid of him, plotting with other weak-kneed Republicans like Liz Cheney. That was Kevin McCarthy giving Liz Cheney the rundown. She's running back over to Democrats going, we got him. We're working with you guys. Let's get rid of this guy. Because to get to what? To get to what we have now? To get to Bidenflation, inflation, shrinkflation, gasoline prices, fuel prices through the roof, etc. Is that what we were wanting to get to, rushing to get to, the race to the top? Politicians are weak, ours, Republicans are weak-kneed pansies who will lie, who will cavort with the enemy. Why? Number three, because it's easy to go with the flow. If you think that somebody's going to win, it's like what Ducey did when Trump said his phone rings and he's telling Ducey, don't sign that document. Ducey ignores the phone call and ratifies the Arizona election knowing there's a cheat. Knowing it. Weak-kneed pansy who told Trump lies but who was willing to go with the flow. And let me tell you something about Republicans when it's about going with the flow. Much easier to join the Democrats on their iceberg and go with the flow. Easy. Democrats are a lot tougher to go with the flow. They have ideological backbone that a Republican doesn't even know. They couldn't even think to have the ideological backbone of a Democrat. Here's the fourth thing that came from it. Donald Trump didn't. None of those things happened. Why? Because of where the real power lies. Had we abandoned Trump, he'd be toast. Why did we not abandon him? Because most of us recognize he is the only shining light of any, he's the thing that's going to lead us in the shore, because there are no other lights in D.C. that shine that brightly that says, I'm in this for you. Here was my fifth point. Like Justice Thomas told me personally in his chambers, the news is fabricated, manufactured by the media and others, and therefore, Kevin, not to be believed. I have not watched news or read a news periodical since 1987. That's what he told me with his own lips. January 6th, folks, is pure fiction. It's as fictitious as Biden winning the election. Now, on solutions, and then we're going to get into the actual meat of this. Referring back to point number four, that the people have the real power. You people listening to this show, you may see me and go, Kevin, man, you're a star. I can't even tell you the places I went, people walking up to me, Kevin, man, Fox sucks. Kevin, you're amazing. You know, giving me all the accolades. And you know what I say back to every one of them? I go, thank you for saying that. But the only thing amazing about me is I'm one of you. And I'm trying to do my part. And you are just as amazing as I am. And here's the sad part. More people don't know. You, I don't know what you do. I don't know who's around you. I don't know the satellite of people that you influence. But let me tell you something. Every one of you listening to this program, you are the amazing ones. And I'm going to explain that when we get to the next segment. But here's what I was saying. A very small percentage of doggedly determined true conservatives could change this country. And you're going, Kevin, the revolution was what, 3% of the country? 1 million patriots could change. I'm talking about plugged in, doggedly determined patriots could change this country. You could change media. You could change social media. You could change almost any policy position. And all we have to do, 1 million people banded together. We wouldn't have to spend a dime doing it. You could, and I'm going to explain this when we get to the next segment. You could. But fractional pennies. You listening to this program right now generates a fractional penny for me. And it amounts to a certain amount of money. Not enough to pay the bills, but it offsets cost. Leftists dominate this. They understand it. And they created multimillionaire mouthpieces who now have more money than sense. We can do the same thing, except ours would have sense.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
So we're talking about solutions. Fixing the conservative movement, saving the republic, easy steps. I'm going to give it to you right now. This is going to be the last segment that we do of this hour, and I'm going to give you the solution. And here's what I alluded to at the very end. I said, it doesn't even require any money. It's clicks. You listening to this show generates a click. So we get whatever number of clicks that run commercials during the show, and that free money comes to every one of these shows. Well, you know what the left does? They get millions of people to support multiple voices. You know people you should never know on the left. Names that should be as obscure as the next taxi driver or Uber driver you get in. But they make heroes out of people. Conservatives, we have a handful of people who want to be the heroes themselves. They are so self-aggrandizing, they will keep people down. Not try to make heroes. We will kill each other. And I've seen them. I'm not going to call them out because it doesn't matter. It's just a waste of my time. My thing is to blow past them. But let me just give you an idea of what 1 million people would do if they just clicked on a link. You ready? $5,000 a day. If 1 million people go to one website and you read the articles, the little, things come up. If 1 million people go to one website a day, $5,000 a day. Now do the math. $5,000 a day over 365 days. Now that's one website. How many articles do you read a day? How many? Do you read three? Okay, let's just say you read an average of three articles. If you went to three websites with 1 million people, they would generate $5,000 a day for three people. They would make three millionaires. Now, I'm not telling you go give this money to just anybody. I'm saying if you have somebody you support and you say, I'm going to go to their website every day, 1 million people do it, that person will have the funding to go do a lot of other stuff. Maybe they quit a part-time job. Maybe they bring on two or three other studs. Who knows? But if you trust in that individual and 1 million people go, $5,000 a day. You ready for this one? If you get 1 million people to listen to one podcast, one digital show, radio show per day, minimum of $20,000 a day is generated. Did you hear what I said? $20,000 a day is generated for that show. 1 million people saying, you know what, Kevin Jackson? Your show is amazing. I'm going to listen to it every day. Why do you think Rush Limbaugh was making $40 million a year? He had a lot of people listening on. Now, this was terrestrial. But the point is, get 1 million people to listen to a radio show or a video podcast of a show. It'll generate $20,000 a day. Now, I don't know how you live, but $20,000 a day, it might just pay my bills. So 1 million people. Now, imagine if that person who gets that money is not selfish and expands that radio network, expands the work that he or she is doing. What do you think happens? Now, this is all you're going with.
Kevin, this is all very personal. I mean, this is all going to impact you, man. I mean, what about us? What are we doing?
Just do the math. Ask yourself what a group that you believe in generating that kind of coin would do. Now, let's talk about you actually kicking in. What if 1 million people gave $1 a day to that organization to go dole out for other things? Or maybe you want to give it to somebody else. But 1 million people every day say, I'm for $30 a month, $28 during Black History Month, because, we can get away cheap when the Negroes get their month. But, in 31 days during Hispanic Month, of course, because, you got to give back to Cinco de Mayo or whatever. But the point is, $1 million went to some group who was focused on something on our behalf. Okay? All these small grassroots organizations who work their butts off, who need funding to do the work that most of us are not willing to do. They organize, they go, sit in front of politicians' offices and, picket signs and what have you. But imagine this, they focus on sexualization. You said, okay, everybody who's involved in this, parents and education, whatever, we're going to get this sexualization out of schools. We're going to get these rogue school board members. An average school board race is $1,000. We're going to put money into a bunch of school board races where we want to change the dynamics. What about a rogue city council member or a catch and release leftist judge or some scandalous piece of legislation that you heard about? And 1 million people put a buck a piece every day to go after something. Do you understand how powerful that would be? Now, look, folks, I know media. We're talking about just the money aspects. I know media. I'm a media expert. 1 million people on a social media site, particularly one of our creation, discussing an issue and activating around that issue would garner as much media as Fox News, CNN combined. I don't think people, do you know CNN just shut down their digital platform because they couldn't get 100,000 people to look at it? 1 million people in CNN is in business. In business. They would be feasting if they could get 1 million people to support the. Understand what I just gave you is the reason why CNN had to shut it down. They didn't have enough people. So I want you to think, if 1 million people were hitting the website of somebody, listening to the radio shows of two or three people, hitting those websites, two or three people, and then activating with two or three groups. And then, God forbid, have a good communications team that understood media, we would dominate the media cycle. 1 million people bringing in all this news and aggravating it. You wouldn't even know who Fox News was. 1 million patriots, folks. Let me tell you what else we could do. We could create heroes. Heroes of this movement. Heroes of our creation and selection. Not Holly weirdos or politicos and their sick ideas of what's heroic, like coming out. If a group like what I just described created non-egotistical, truly patriotic, strong voices that counter the left wouldn't know what hit them. Let me tell you something. I'm going to give you a little surprise. You don't even know some of the most powerful voices in our movement. The leftist-dominated fake news media, the Gestapo-led social media, and the politicians know everything I'm telling you is true. There is a reason that good conservatives are shadow banned and great conservatives are eliminated from media and social media. And I'll tell you what it is. If I expand my audience, if people like me get to the people that we deserve to get to, the country will hear us. And I would have that million people plus talk. I'm talking about ready to go, ready to fight. They would hear us. And they would say, Kevin, I get it. And they would know it's unselfish. There are people out there right now that know how to get millions of dollars. They will not change 1 ounce of politics. And some of them even have millions of people. And they're using them, but not using them for our good. Give me 1 million patriots. People dedicated that say, Kevin, let's go make a difference. And I will change this country, guaranteed. I'm telling you, I've looked at this situation as a management consultant, upside down, inside out. That's why I call it the sphere. There's nothing about it that I don't understand at this point. And Kevin McCarthy, McConnell, 1 million people focused on them, they will do what we ask them to do. Focus 1 million people. I mean, think about where you'd be in the country. Give me your issue, and I'll give you 10,000 warriors ready to go to battle. That's only 1%. We 10,000 people, we could have 100 battles waging at any given time around this country. Do you know what 10,000 people would do if they're crawling up some mayor's behind over an issue in a city? If they're countering the leftist narrative? That's a group. That is a formidable group. And it's not just regular warriors because each of these people are SEALs. They are Delta Force. They're all of that. For anybody interested, folks, in real solutions in making this happen, I'm going to tell you, I will proudly lead the charge. But I gave you the warning early on. Conservatives, I've given you the solution. Doesn't even cost you much. A buck a day for 1 million of you. You game. Some of you go, Kevin, I'll give you 10 bucks a day or whatever. I don't know what you could do, but here's what I'll tell you. If we did it, politics would change as you know it. It's a simple formula. Organization and dedication. 1 million people is enough to do it. And if they're willing to buck up with those clicks or that buck a day, politics as you know it would change forever in this country. Are you willing to be one of the 1 million? Because most people, as I said, are going to not do anything after I've given you the solution.
Rest. putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.